CBS 19 weather authority forecast. Occasional rain, which will be heavy at times today. Maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures mid to upper 70s. More rain tonight, mid 60s for lows. Partly cloudy on Saturday with afternoon showers and storms and highs in the upper 80s. Some storms may be strong to severe. Sunday, more afternoon showers and storms possible with highs around 90. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Here at the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and I have this love-hate relationship with broadcasters because, I love to hate them. I feel Remso Martinez is a brother from another mother in this. He's been a political active campaigner, and yet he has this really good, honest, down-to-earth view of the way politics works on the street level or the back end or whatever you call it. He's got a new book out. It just hit the download space as well. It's called Stay Away from the Libertarians, and he's on the phone with us. Remso, thank you for taking a little time out. Congratulations on the book's completion.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to finally, get it out there so people can start buying the book instead of asking me whether or not I'm actually writing it. So it's a great feeling. I had somebody ask me, it's like, Remso, when's the audio book coming out? And that'll be coming out in like September, October. But, I replied to them saying, if I have to look at another page of my own book, I'm probably going to set something on fire. I need a break to actually sell some physical copies, please.
So, all right, so now it's available for download. Should people just go to Amazon or should they go to your website directly? Where should they go to get the book, Stay Away from the Libertarians?
Well, they can go ahead and get the print copy on Amazon right now. If they want a Kindle copy, that'll be out around Saturday, so June 23rd for Kindle. You can get the print copy right now. And if you'd like to get it signed and autographed or, have it sent to, grandma or anyone else, just go to my website. That's rwmartinez.com/book, and you can go ahead and order the book there. Hey, I accept Bitcoin if you want an autographed copy, so there are plenty of options right there.
Well, hold it. Then you sound a little L-word if you're accepting Bitcoin, or was this, as some people may be thrown off, the book was written with tongue firmly planted in cheek for most of it?
A little bit of that. The beautiful thing about, libertarians is that you should never take yourself too seriously because the world doesn't necessarily take you seriously. And that's why I wrote this book. Because if I could get a politically apathetic person that's been told to stay away from the libertarians their entire life and now they want a reason, hopefully I've tricked them into my inception-like plan to go ahead and pick up the copy, and by the end of it they're screaming, end the Fed. And, no victim, no crime, and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So that was the premise of the title for that.
Well, and let me ask you this, and this was something I said to great controversy, because most of my libertarian friends, if the word Trump is involved, they don't like it. But if you have a president of the United States, and I went through the list of 44 previous ones, and I can't find one that said we should have a world with no tariffs and no subsidies, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a core principle of libertarianism. I can't find any president that ever even said that, never mind thought that. Is this a world where, somebody who's being called every horrible name from a dictator to an oligarch to you name it in the middle is actually the first one to espouse, even in hypothetical situations, libertarian principles out loud?
It's definitely the American Twilight Zone right now. And I do want to correct you on one quick thing. There was one president that said no tariffs, no subsidies, and that was Grover Cleveland almost 100-plus years ago when he was talking about American farmers. But you have to go all the way back then. And then as soon as Cleveland said that, basically America almost revolted, and he decided not to run for a second term until after the next guy, and then he ran again, and then he completely changed his view on things. But this is a great time to be alive. And, you know, I was talking to somebody in an event last night about Donald Trump, and he knew a little bit about me from my old show and everything. And he was like, Webster, so how could you be a libertarian and like Donald Trump? Well, you know, you can love him, you can hate him, but, you know, if things are going good and they're going your way and people are starting to come around to the type of ideas you have, what's not to love? I mean, I was comparing him to Gary Johnson the other night. You know, you look at candidate Gary Johnson when he ran in 2016. The man wanted to expand the EPA. He wanted to quadruple the money for Planned Parenthood. He wanted to go to war with North Korea.
Well, you know,
let that sink in.
Remzo, I was at Freedom Fest. This is the first year in many years we didn't broadcast the show live from Lost Wages, the, by the way, least libertarian city in America. But the libertarians always go there. And at the same conference, Donald Trump and Gary Johnson and William Weld. I rode in an elevator with Bill Weld, and we got talking about when he was, quote, the Republican governor of Massachusetts, which, you know, you think about it for a second, what does it take to be a Republican in Massachusetts? And, you know, it's interesting because everyone was mad at Mark Skousen for booking Donald Trump, but if you think about some of the questions he asks, maybe he's just the first talk show host president, but he's asking the questions that a libertarian would want asked, you know, why is this illegal? Why do we have this law on the books? Here, I'm going to enforce this law. You deal with it because nobody's enforcing it because nobody likes it. Well, then change it. These are kind of things that I think a libertarian would say, hey, yeah, that's a bad law. Maybe the only way to get Congress to fix it, especially Congress full of Republicans and Democrats, is to enforce it, lay the stink on you, and then make you deal with it.
Absolutely, and I mean, you know, I was definitely skeptical of Trump, but the moment I knew that this was a different type of president, this was definitely an administration that, you know, might not be fully embracing libertarian policy, but was definitely, you know, willing to, you know, coalition of libertarians, if you will, was just his, you know, just his agency picks. I mean, you put Scott Pruitt in charge of the EPA. The man tried to sue the EPA to death on multiple occasions. You have Rick Perry out at Department of Energy, and then you have Larry Kudlow, who's now an economic advisor. I mean, Mr. Free Markets right there. What mm-hmm. better person can you think of?
Oh.
And, I mean, it's at the point where I get why some libertarians have a problem with him. And I really do, but, you know, when you go ahead and you look for the perfect, you're never going to go ahead and find it. I got someone to basically blacklist me the other day when I said that Donald Trump is the most revolutionary, liberty-minded president of my lifetime, to which I was then called a fascist.
Of course,
so,
you have to.
You know, sometimes you got to take it in spades. I mean, I got the stink eye of some Republicans towards the latter end of the Obama administration when I did, you know, give President Obama credit for having some good policy reforms in terms of criminal justice reform.
Oh, there are discussions to be had.
Give and take.
And you look at guys like Denver Riggleman, who's coined the phrase Liberty Republican, and maybe that's a new faction in there. Remzo, will you be doing any book signing events? And please, if you have it downloaded on a Kindle, don't ask him to sign that, but he could do autographs. Will you be going around doing any book signings for the run from the Libertarians, stay away from the Libertarians?
Absolutely. I'm getting a calendar of places throughout the Commonwealth. That'll be out probably this upcoming Monday, so June 25th. You can go to my website, rwmartinez.com, and we'll go ahead and have a calendar. I'll be in Northern Virginia for about July through early August, and I'll be traveling down south to Charlottesville, hopefully between August and September, and get some book signings as well. So just go to rwmartinez.com, and you'll go ahead and see the calendar there of all the places we'll be heading out to sign.
On behalf of my hometown, please come here in the middle of August. Anything than what normally happens in the middle of August. God help you. Please come here and give us something else to do in the middle of August. God bless you. Remzo, rwmartinez.com, and I appreciate it. It's Stay Away from the Libertarians, downloadable soon, but available through Amazon now as well. Thank you, sir. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Joe, thank you so much. Take care.